At Fred Meyer, everyone wins when it comes to saving big. Because when you order online through the Fred Meyer app, you get the same great prices, deals, and rewards on pickup or delivery that you do in store, with no hidden fees or markups. Best of all, you'll know when items in your cart have a coupon, so you never miss a deal. So whether you're a delivery lover, picker-upper, or you shop in store, no matter how you shop, you'll always save big at Fred Meyer. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
This episode is brought to you by Lay's. Lay's potato chips are made from real potatoes from real farms, and they're closer than you might think. Golden grows here on over 100 farms across North America. So whenever you open up a bag of Lay's, you can thank your farmers for making your stay golden moments possible. Lay's, stay golden. To learn more, head to goldengrowshere.com.
Today's show is brought to you by Caviar.net. Get the freshest and most delectable caviar delivered right to the delivery entrance of your residence. We sell only the finest caviar, the caviar you deserve and are entitled to. The other guys sell slimy fish eggs. We sell caviar. Use promo code FRIENDSPODTOM to get 30% off your next order. Let's do the show. Hey everybody, welcome to Meet My Friends, the Friends, the Friends episode recap podcast hosted by me, Tom Sharpling. This is the show in which we go through the episodes of Friends one by one, podcast by podcast. We got a good one for you today, so let's get to it and let's go meet the friends. Welcome to Meet My Friends and Friends. Not sure what that was. It's good to see that the opening theme got a little longer on that one. A little technical glitch there. Not sure what that was. My name's Tom Sharpling. We are here going episode by episode through every episode of Friends. Each podcast focuses on an individual episode, and this episode is season 1, episode 19, the one where the monkey gets away. Now, this one is written by Jeffrey Astroff and Mike Sikowitz, directed by Peter Boners, who again played the dentist on Newhart, Bob Newhart show. And this one aired on March 9th of 1995. Now, in this episode, Rachel finds out that Barry, her former fiancé, who she left at the altar, is engaged to Mindy, her former bridesmaid. And she's been showing interest in dating again. She's lifting her moratorium she put on dating. So Ross sees this as an opportunity to ask her out. Rachel agrees to monkey sit Marcel one afternoon, and Ross is going to come to the apartment afterwards to pick up the monkey, Marcel, and that's when he's going to ask her about going out. And then, but then what happens is Marcel escapes from the apartment when Rachel turns away. She goes into the hallway to throw out some monkey droppings. And doesn't realize that Marcel ducked out. Rachel doesn't know Marcel's an illegal exotic animal, so she calls animal control, and the animal catcher turns out to be a former high school classmate that Monica and Rachel remember, but she did not have a good... This Louisa, the classmate... did not have a good memory of Rachel and didn't like her. And so she decides to not cut any breaks, and she's going to catch Marcel and keep Marcel being the animal control. the entire cast of Friends, the all six of them are looking in the building for Marcel. Joey and Chandler knock on an apartment door, and there's some pretty ladies in there, and they're all sweaty and scantily dressed, and Chandler wants to hang out with them, and Joey's like, we gotta look for Marcel. And then Mr. Heckles, the troublesome neighbor, steals Marcel and claims him as his own. Louisa shows up, and she's going to take Marcel away, but then Rachel says, well, then if you do that, then I'll rat on you for shooting a tranquilizer dart, which hit Phoebe in the butt downstairs down in the basement of the apartment building when they were trying to catch Marcel. And then, so Marcel's back with Ross. He's about to ask Rachel out. And then Barry, her ex, shows up and says he's still in love with Rachel. So it's a very busy episode. This one is Rachel at her worst. This is Rachel at her worst. She's irresponsible, which she lets Marcel get away. And there's no excuse for letting someone's pet get away. God forbid it ever happen. But she's strangely flip about it. Like, I apologized. What do you want me to? It's like, well, see, there's no expiration date on when somebody's going to stop being mad that you lost the pet you were responsible for. Joey and Phoebe are a little dumb on this one and talked down to by the other cast members, which, again, not nuts about that. It seems to be a default setting that they are still going to on the show. Chandler is not much better than Rachel. Chandler's ready to go hang out with the pretty ladies instead of looking for Marcel in the building. And Joey says, no, we got to find Marcel. So let's go to the sponsor. Do you like caviar? Are you tired of the selection your chef or butler makes available to you? Then caviar.net is the place for you. We sell only the finest caviar. For example, there's a Kaluga Fusion Gold, a caviar defined by a nutty flavor and large juicy grains that range in color from a light brown to a warm, dark brown. We don't sell this caviar. It's low-class garbage that might fool the help, but if you know caviar, you know that it is disgusting. We provide only the finest caviar, and we send it directly to the delivery entrance of your primary residence.
20th Century Studios presents Vacation Friends 2, now streaming only on Hulu.
Look at us, all together again.
We just wanted to give you guys a real honeymoon.
Shots, shots, shots!
Five. Now streaming.
Dad! He was just released from jail.
Where can I get a drink around here?
Back on vacation.
This place is nice. It's drug lord nice.
I'm sorry, drug lord nice?
With more baggage.
Ever since he showed up, he turned this relaxing vacation into total chaos. Does that.
Vacation Friends 2, rated R, now streaming only on Hulu.
Whether you're searching for the latest sneaker drop, that iconic handbag, a timeless watch, or your next piece of classic jewelry, eBay authenticators are there verifying every detail of your purchase. With years of experience, they're making sure the piece you're searching for is worthy of your collection. eBay's authenticators are experts in their craft, true connoisseurs, and as leaders in their fields, they're making sure your items always arrive as authentic as your style. In a world full of fakes, it's time to get real with eBay Authenticity Guarantee. Everyone deserves real. Visit ebay.com for terms.
So use offer code FRIENDSPODTOM to get 30% off. Wait, no, it's 30% on your order. I said at the beginning it was 30% off.
So it adds 30%.
It's actually adding. It says here, to get 30% on your next order, codes that discount the price of your purchase are for peasants. If you can, hang, don't buy from us. But if you can, caviar.net is here for you. So it's a weird status thing to use the offer code, and it raises the price.
Yeah, it kind of makes me want to get it.
It's kind of a dare.
Yeah.
I guess. I'm not a big caviar fan.
Mm.
No, are you?
I am kind of now.
You are now. You're going to get into it.
I am.
Well, you probably could with the nothing.
Wait. No, what were you? No, it's was nothing. That a reference to my bump?
Let's just do the show.
Okay.
So Phoebe takes a tranquilizer in the butt to save Marcel. The Luisa fires it at Marcel, and she does the classic, no, and jumps in front of the tranquilizer dart. Yeah. So, yeah, it's a fun episode. Not nuts about Rachel's behavior in it, but it's a good one.
Friends first.
Let's go to the friends first. It's the first time we see the basement of the apartment building, and it's the first time we see a lot of the building. Usually the building is a little, it's restricted to the two apartments and the hallway between them. This time we're in the basement. We're all over the place. How about another fun friends fact?
Time for another fun friends fact.
And on this one, this is an interesting one. Not to say that they're not all interesting. Oh, and I have my big announcement to make. I'm going to tease it to the end of the show. David Schwimmer could not stand working with Marcel the monkey and refused to spend any more time around him than was necessary to finish a scene. The cast and crew agreed with Schwimmer. And when a storyline had Marcel briefly returned to the city during season 2, they made sure to get those scenes out of the way before filming anything else. Not a fan of Marcel. How
no
about that?
Love for Marcel.
No, right?
Wow.
Shocking, huh?
Yeah, I thought they were tight.
You'd think, I guess, it's a testament to the acting of David Schwimmer and, I guess, of Marcel.
Yeah.
It's the line of the episode.
So Ross is gathering Marcel, and this is, again, here. This is maybe proof of that acting ability. He's like, all right, I gotta go. Come on, Marcel, come on. We're gonna go take a bath. Yes, we are, aren't we? Yes, we are. And then Chandler goes, they're still just friends, right?
yeah.
Bestiality.
Yeah, that's...
what he's alluding to.
Really alluding to that.
Yeah, it's pretty gross.
That's going down a dark path.
Yeah. Well, Chandler doesn't shy away from the pointed jokes. Rank the episode. Yeah, this is a funny one on the whole. This one, 7.5 friends out of a possible 10. Rank the friends. Ross, Phoebe, Monica, Joey, Chandler out of the cellar.
Wow.
Replaced by Rachel. In this one. That's yeah. So the news. Everybody wants to know the news.
I don't even know the news.
Well, do you know who James Michael Tyler is?
No.
He plays Gunther on the
show. Whoa!
Yes. Well, I've been talking to him. I actually reached out and I did hear back, and he is strongly considering doing an interview with me.
Oh my God.
For the podcast. That's Gunther, the guy in the coffee shop who's yet to have a line on the show. He's yet to speak. He will soon, but he hasn't yet. Yes, Gunther lives in New York State. Well, no, his name's not Gunther. It's James Michael Tyler. And hopefully, fingers crossed, it works out. And I get to do an interview with him. And then I think that legitimizes this podcast to a pretty staggering degree. Because there are the six friends. Then the seventh friend would be who? Mike, Paul Rudd's character. When you think about it, all said and done, don't want to tip. Well, everybody knows.
Right.
Him and Phoebe get together at the end. So that would make him probably the seventh friend. But Gunther would be the eighth friend. Yes.
Easy. That's insane that you got Gunther.
I didn't get him yet. It's very close. It's very close. It looks good.
So many people told me that there's no way this show will ever get a legitimate Friends guest. And I'm shocked. Mm-hmm. You proved them wrong.
Not yet, I didn't.
They could be right.
They who knows? Anything can happen. It's a lesson I've learned in life. But fingers crossed, I'm going to just give it a lot of positive thought and make it true so that way me and James Michael Tyler sit down and talk Friends. That would be a real thrill. And hopefully it happens. And yeah. Thanks for everybody. Thanks to everybody for listening to this episode of Meet My Friends, the Friends. I want to thank Josh Cantor for doing the music. Thank engineer Jason for all the engineering and production work. And we will be back with another episode of Meet My Friends, the Friends very soon. Good night.